But then now you want to take the police officers out of schools. I'm like, are y'all serious? What, I mean, yeah. What's and, going on? Soon we have another tragedy in the school, y'all going to want to put the police back. You
and
should
lastly,
not
sir,
take the police out. The police need the funding.
And I think it's a fair assessment. Lastly, you know, you see, you hear about these crimes, and I know that there have been ceasefires in these neighborhoods over and over again, but they never hold. And you talk about the national spotlight on black-on-black crime. Do you believe, sir, that it's getting enough attention in this country?
I believe it is getting enough attention. It really has. But what I think we still need more organizations, more of us, when I say us people in the black communities, to start going into the communities and talking to people to prevent the violence that are occurring. We need to go into the communities after there is something tragic as a shooting and a mentor and talk to other young people in their community as well so we can prevent it from happening in the future. Not just protest when a police officer hurts someone that looks like me. I agree. We have to voice our opinion on it because that's not right. That person should be arrested if he did something wrong. But there's always one bad apple in every organization. But if we're going to go after the police officers when they hurt someone that looked like me, we need to go after the people that look like me that hurt people that look like me, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do. Very well said, Mr. Ayala. Again, our hearts go out to you and your family for the loss of your grandson. We thank you so much for joining us tonight, sir.